Around the home today, we are going to feature tips to fight the winter home blahs. I was just thinking the other day, oh my gosh, it's still winter. It's so dull outside. I got to perk up this house. Well, we've got some great ideas on how you can do that. Thanks to the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor in our Around the Home segment each week. And today we meet a relatively new member of Bragg Ann Arbor. She is Kim Chaney. That's C-H-A-N-N-E-Y. She is the owner of Haven Design House. And you come up here by way of Kentucky.
I do. It's so nice to meet you. Thanks for having me. I'm here freezing.
You're from the Louisville area. No, she's been up here for a decade, so she should be used to
and
this
I
weather
still
by
like
now.
Like a baby.
Yeah,
yes.
That's all right. You do beautiful work.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about your background.
Well, I spent 16 years in corporate America working, but always on the side. I'm designing for friends, family, doing house flips. And my husband used to try to encourage me to do it professionally, and I was like, no. But I made a change 2.5 years ago and haven't looked back since and am doing what I'm called to do. So really love helping people turn their homes into their personal havens, their sanctuaries.
That's key for you about it being something that your client really loves.
Theirs, not my interpretation of it, but I work collaboratively with them. So I don't come in and say, this is what you're going to like, and it doesn't feel or reflect your style at all. But really working with them to help them do what they haven't been able to articulate themselves, you know, in their homes. It's refreshing.
What are most people wanting now in their
homes?
Right
now, everybody's still on the grays. The grays are the new neutral. It's really nice that people are trying to move towards those warmer, like driftwoods and the lighter flooring in colors that are more neutral and less earth tone-y than they used to be. So it seems like that. But wall covering, I think I had mentioned a little bit on my Insta feed, you can see wallpaper is coming back. It's fun. It's vibrant. It's personal and easy to change out. So I'm starting to implement a lot more of that, too, in design.
Oh, and there's some beautiful wall coverings out there.
Yeah.
If you haven't done wallpaper in a long time, it's not your mother's wallpaper.
Nope. Not that, like, overdoing of the florals. Yeah. You can get some really amazing, you know, modern, if you want to lean modern or transitional. There's just something for everybody out there.
When you were talking about the driftwoods and the grays and all of that, I had someone who recently bought a house that had just been built, and she said, you know, the floor isn't mine. I'm a little bit more traditional. And hers was more of a washed out kind of a wooden floor. It's very beautiful. And I thought to myself, well, even though it looks that way, you can still dress it up how you want, right?
Absolutely. Those are just the base parts of a room. It's what you do to fill it up and make it more personal. So yes, you can still, that would be what we call making it more transitional for them. So it would be, allow them to be more traditional, but still use some of those newer elements that people are using, like the driftwoods. And
that's what that term transitional means.
Transitional is all about that. It really is. It's about combining and not being so 1980s, 90s, 2000s traditional.
Right.
But just with a little twist, and more eclectic.
Yeah. And it's funny for someone, if that wasn't your style in the beginning, after you go there, you're like, oh. It's like the light has been turned on.
Right. And many times those that purchase new homes from people, if they're, you know, first-time home buyers and they're taking on someone else's property, you're going to have to find ways to make that more reflect your style without gutting the whole place.
Right.
So there's ways to work with design professionals like myself to come in, evaluate things, and give you what you want with the bones that you have.
Yeah, bringing in a professional who has an eye that you didn't actually see before is eye-opening. Yeah. So let's talk about fighting the winter home blahs.
Oh, we all have them. I felt like, the blahs are one thing. It's not the most poetic term, but when you say it, everybody knows what that means.
Right.
We know. It's dreary outside, and I just found that there's a couple of tips that we can do now that we're post-holiday season, post-Valentine's Day, to brighten up our spaces. And the first is adding some life. Add some plants, greenery. So whether or not you have a green thumb, there's plenty of things you could use, like succulents, or maybe in a fiddle-leaf fig. Those are really pretty. Or forest bulbs, like hyacinths. That gives you a chance to be able to see spring kind of happen in front of your eyes in your home, even though it's so cold and everything's sleeping right
now. Not happening outside, but in your home
in
it
your
is.
Home.
That can be a game changer.
Absolutely.
Definitely. All right, so add life. Add some plants and greenery. Would you also agree, does it have to be the kind you water?
No. Remember, not everybody has a green thumb, and I didn't think I used to either, so I am not opposed to faux plants.
Okay.
And nowadays, there's so many silks and so many faux options. You can find them in your local home goods store. Really beautiful arrangements that you can find to get the look you want and just, you know, envision right. warmer days are coming.
Your next piece of advice might surprise some people.
Right. And that is to add white.
Add white when it's already blah?
I know. We need the color white for a couple reasons. People are like, what? When I say that, one is white gets dirty. But white is my favorite color, really. It reflects the light that you do have. And when we have such limited daylight here, you know, in these winter months, it's a really great thing to have around the house. And white is even better because you can throw it in the wash with Clorox and bring it right back. So don't be afraid to use white pillows, throws, even ivories, other accessories that are going to help reflect that light that I was saying that we get such a
That's
little bit
true.
Of.
True. The white reflects it very nicely and it can
makes
warm
it look
it.
Fresh and spa-like too. So we want to be cozy. We want to be warm and white can help you do that.
Well, you'd love my house. It's all white.
Hey!
I'm a big fan of white in the house.
Well, then you're my favorite. There you go.
You know why I like white? Because I didn't want to put color on my couch or my blinds or curtains because I want my crystal and my other items in the house to stand out against that background.
That's right. And I mean, it is counterintuitive to people to think of white because white is what we think is so pure and you don't want to get it blemished. You don't want it dirty. But there is something psychological that goes on when you bring in white elements and can help reflect some of the light around and, allow you to appreciate other elements in your home.
You know what else I've noticed a change of? It seems that the whether it's brushed or not, silver and gold can go together interchangeably. Are you seeing that?
That is my favorite thing. People think I'm nuts when I tell them we will mix metallics like nobody's business. Okay. You can mix up to 3 metallics. I do it all the time. I love it. And you're right. It is on trend. I just left the Kitchen and Bath show in Las Vegas. And what I saw were a lot of brushed metallics, a lot of them mixed together. Matte blacks with brushed, you know, luxe golds. Mm-hmm. Really, really nice. It makes it look more refined and like jewelry than just your standard old stainless sink.
But it's so funny because the minute I left my gold and went to the silver, the brushed nickel,
it came right back.
And I'm like, I'm always late. And then finally they said, no, you can mix. I'm like, okay, I'm happy
now. Absolutely.
You can. We're talking with Kim Chaney. She is the owner of Haven Design House. That's Haven Design, HAUS. She says it's the fancy way.
Fancy.
And you can find her on Instagram under Haven Design House. You also have a website?
I do. And that, it's spelled a little different. It's havenhousedesign.com.
Okay.
But all of it, I think you might put a link to it, but I'm available out there and ready for your calls.
Excellent. We'll give some other information in just a moment here. All right. So our top ideas to fight the winter home blahs, we talked about adding plants and greenery, adding white.
Yes.
What's your next tip?
Well, so once you bring that white in, it's there to do the job of reflecting light. So next we need to add lighting.
Yeah, okay.
So many times in our homes, whether they're new builds or not, there's not enough adequate light. We have one in the smack dab center of the ceiling and it just doesn't do enough for the room. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to bring in lamps, table lamps or floor lamps. Use candles, whether they're flamed or flameless. You can use oil diffusers. But the overall objective is just to increase the ambient lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how all of these things are kind of playing together, getting some greenery, adding the white to reflect light. Now we're, you know, putting more light into a room by adding extra light options.
Great idea when it's so dark outside,
I'm
too.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
And being able to turn on those lamps.
Right.
It is hard, though, with open spaces that we have today in our homes, to strategically put lamps. I find that very difficult because everything's so open and I don't want to see the wire hanging down.
Right. Agreed. And so one of the things to keep in mind now, as you've seen, we've moved more to from the incandescent bulbs over to the LED bulbs. It takes a little bit of getting used to learn what type of Kelvin emission that you need to get the look. But for those with really high ceilings, like I have very high ceilings, getting something that's run 2300 Kelvin or 2700 Kelvin really will brighten up the spaces in there. And then, it is hard if you have an open floor plan and you don't have plugs in the center of the floor. Where do you plug in your lamps? So just focus on the corners where possible and make sure that your seating arrangements are in those areas. So you can have a number of seating arrangements in a large open space to accommodate.
And that's very true. Good point. I had known about the Kelvins, though. That could make the difference.
It
even does. If you're
it
only
really
using
does. You're using
ceiling.
A dull, like some of them, if you get them from, you know, the regular home goods stores, home supplies. They'll be like, you know, very dim. So you want to increase the number. It takes a little getting used to, and maybe some internet researching, but okay. That could be a whole nother show.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back on that. You have another tip for us.
Yes, yes. And so once we've got the candles or the extra lighting, aroma adds some scents to our area. So those candles could be fragrance candles, or you can use the oil diffusers with, you know, different fragrances like mint or citrus, lemon. We want to trigger those olfactory senses of ours to make us feel really comfortable. So it's about, you know, the greenery in the room and the white that's reflecting the light, the ambient light that we're putting there, and then the smells that we're inviting into our system.
Do you mind if it isn't as fancy as having a diffuser, if it's a plug-in, a Glade plug-in?
I just want you to have something lovely to smell that makes you feel like you want to curl up on the couch with a blanket. So, yes.
My favorite, even in winter, is Hawaiian Breeze.
Really?
I love that.
Oh, is that the plug-in?
That's the plug-in. I know. I always get comments about
and
it.
And I'm a lavender person.
Lavender. Lavender's good, too.
For sure.
Yeah. So. That's nice. You're listening to the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, Bragg Ann Arbor segment on Around the Home. We do each week on the Lucy Ann Land Show, and it's on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Our special guest today is the owner of Haven Design House, Kim Chaney. And one more little tip here.
Got a bonus.
Okay.
So we've talked about some things that are really simple adjustments that we can do. Here's one if you wanted to hire someone in or maybe do it yourself, but it is paint. Paint is one of the least expensive changes that you can make to your overall space. But it's also one that comes with a lot of stress to people. Mm-hmm. Have you ever painted something and then said, it doesn't look the way that it looked, on the little swatch, that teeny tiny swatch? Well, that's like I said, when you would call someone, a design professional like myself, to come in, because there are a trillion different whites and colors to choose from. And there are other elements that we should keep in mind, like the color of the floor or the furniture that you have, or even which direction the windows are, the east-facing windows or west-facing windows. But paint is a really quick, efficient way to get a nice little spruce up to your room in the midst of winter.
Great idea. And is there a color? It's the gray.
Oh, gray. It's all different variations of grays. Mm. They go from cool grays to warm grays. It's just the new neutral in general.
What do you think the next color is going to be out there?
Well, I don't know. I think it might be shades of blue.
Ooh.
Yeah. So many of the paint manufacturers, and then the Pantone color of the year this year is navel on my nails now.
Yeah, you've got your nails painted though. It's beautiful.
So blues. I think blues are very calming and soothing, and it seems like a nice transition to,
wonderful,
to go from the grays to blues.
Well, I have to tell you, you're a breath of fresh air in the middle of winter.
So kind of you.
Kim Chaney, owner of Haven Design House, and you can go online to havenhousedesign.com. House spelled H-A-U-S, havenhousedesign.com, or look for Haven Design House on Instagram. And she is an interior designer. She does services, consultations, virtual design.
Yes, I do. We can do e-design, so you see renderings. It's very nice.
Ooh, great.
Pretty fancy.
And is there a number people can call or an email that they can?
They can just find me on Instagram, message me through there. But there is a number if you'd like to call. I'm 734-263-1155.
263-1165. Great talking with you today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to go home and change everything now. The Lucy Ann Land Show and our special guest, Kim Chaney, owner of Haven Design House. Our Bragg Ann Arbor segment, go to BraggAnnArbor.com to find out more information about the members of Bragg, like Haven Design House, BraggAnnArbor.com. And you're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.